Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of John, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Amen. Well, praise God for the privilege and the honor to share with you again the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke and remind you and render all your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Anointed One, we pray. Shalom, shalom. Amen. Well, we're going to continue our teaching on the subject, God wants you to be successful. Once again, God wants you to be successful. So if you have your Bibles, please go to the book of Galatians chapter 6. Once again, that's Galatians chapter 6. Now, I'm going to read this particular verse, just this one verse, from the Holy Spirit Encounter Bible. So if you hear some words that are different from yours, please do not be concerned. We'll get to the same spot at the same time. So Galatians 6, verse 9, and it says, "So don't get tired of doing what is good." It says, "Do not get tired of doing what is good. Don't get discouraged and give up, for we will reap a harvest of blessings at the appropriate time." Now, please go with me to the book of 3 John. That's the epistles of John. 3 John 2. And it says, "Beloved, I pray that you prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." So we see in these two verses that it's God's plan for us to prosper. And not only to prosper, but to prosper and be successful in all things. Amen. It has been God's plan and desire for his children to succeed in life. His original plan was for his creation to live the prosperous, abundant, successful life in all things. Let me repeat that. In all things. And it is possible for you to live a successful life if we live by God's word. If you are a failure, it's your fault. If you are successful, it is your fault. If you are mediocre, it is your fault. It is not God's fault. It's not the devil's fault. It's not the congregation's fault, nor the people's fault, but it's your fault. The word of faith is the key to success. Once again, the word of faith is the key to success. Please turn in your Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter 1. Again, that's Romans, chapter 1, and we're going to read verse 17. And it says, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Now, please go with me to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2. Again, that's the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2. And we're going to read verse 4. And it says, "Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith." So we see here in both verses, it tells us the just are those who have been declared righteous. Have you been declared righteous? It says shall live by his faith, not by his wife or husband's faith, not by the preacher's faith, not by the teacher's faith, but by his faith. See, we have to understand that true righteousness before God is linked to genuine faith in God. Amen. See, faith is a lifestyle. It's not a gimmick. It's a lifestyle that we should live accordingly every day. It is not a helpline that we can call upon when you feel as though you need assistance. Living by faith is the most important thing a Christian can learn, because everything else in the body of Christ operates by faith. Everything. That is why Satan fights against the message of faith so aggressively. Once the faith principles are comprehended, we can then move on from there to achieve God's best. Did you get that? Now listen to this. It says, once the faith principles are comprehended or understood clearly, then we can move on from there to achieve God's best. That is why I have 10 points along with faith, in my opinion, if properly applied, will establish a strong foundation for you to produce a fruitful result in your life and get you started on a continually successful life. Now, last week, we began identifying the 10 points for a successful life and ministry. So let's have a quick review before we pick up where we left off. So topic number one was discipline. Topic number one was discipline. We learned that no one can be successful in the things of God if they are not disciplined. Anyone can be a one-hit wonder and be awarded some small share of success, but that is not the success we are looking for. We're looking for success that can be sustained for our children's children. Amen. To be successful, you have to discipline yourself. And it starts with your body. We also identify the five C's, ABCs, for effective discipline. Those five C's were, number one, clarity. And clarity establishes clear, simple, and specific expectations, rules, and boundaries so there is no confusion. Number two is consistency. And consistency consistently enforces rules and consequences, ensuring the same expectation applies over time. Number three was communication. And communication discusses the rules and the reasons behind them, frequently encouraging and supporting your decisions. Number four is compassion. Applying discipline with love, encouragement, and understanding, focusing on repairing poor behavior. And the last C was consequences. The fifth one was consequences. And that creates a supportive environment that encourages responsibility and applying the appropriate consequence when rules are broken. So those were the five C's for effective discipline. A disciplined life is required for you to be successful in Christian life as well as the ministry. Topic number two was the Word of God must have first place in your life. Again, the Word of God must have first place in your life. As believers in Christ Jesus, He should have top billing in our lives. When God is put first in our lives, He abides within us, meaning He remains. He continues with us always. One who puts God first in their lives knows the truth. You are free from the bondage of sin, having fellowship with Him, protection from sin, and experiencing His love. Amen. Topic number three was prayer. Christians should maintain a prayerful prayer life. Amen. Let me repeat that. A Christian should maintain a prayerful prayer life. The Word tells us to pray without ceasing. But that does not mean we should constantly pray. But we should be persistent and consistent in our prayer life. The number one failure of all Christians' endeavors is a failure to pray. If you don't pray, you're not going to make it. Do not get so involved in too many activities that you cannot find the time to pray. You know, there are people like that. They're running around. They're in everybody's business except their own. And they're too busy to take the time to fellowship with their Lord one-on-one in prayer. Do not be that type of person. So that's where we left off. So we're going to continue on with topic number four. And topic number four is exercise. Topic number four is exercise. Please open your Bibles, please, to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Again, 1 Timothy chapter 4. And we're going to read verse number 8. And it says, "For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and that of that which is to come." So it tells us that body exercise profits a little. If you want to be successful in your life or ministry, you should do some type of physical exercise. Everyone should exercise. Too many people, including preachers, are out of shape. Did you hear that? Too many people, including preachers, are out of shape. If the Lord had not put his anointing on these preachers, they would have heart failure. Some have trouble walking up the stairs without huffing and puffing, carrying all that extra weight around all the time. Now go back to 1 Timothy chapter 4, and let's review this scripture. Verse number 8, it says, "For bodily exercise profits a little." Now I want you to notice the Apostle Paul did not say it did not profit, but it said it profits a little. And we ought to have the little it does profit our bodies. Amen. We should want everything that God offers us for the good of our bodies. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want everything God has for me in my life. Everything. I'm not going to refuse any of the goodness from my Heavenly Father. Amen. And just like my natural father did everything in his lifetime to make me happy and comfortable and protect me, that's the way my Heavenly Father does, and I'm going to receive everything he has for me. So exercise profits a little. I don't care if that little exercise is doing only 10 jumping jacks a day. If God said it profits a little, then I want it. Amen. Now go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And let's read verse number 7. And it says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be God and not for us." Now these earthen vessels are our bodies. And to the extent that these vessels function, the Spirit of God will be able to flow through our bodies to minister to the needs of the people. Amen. Now let me repeat that, because I'm getting ready to say something that I want you to clearly understand. These earthen vessels are our bodies. And to the extent that these vessels function, the Spirit of God will be able to flow through our bodies to minister to the needs of the people. If our bodies are limited to the degree of our availability, then God is limited. If you are strapped to a ventilator, God is limited to that ventilator. God is limited by our limitations because he cannot do anything apart from the body of Christ. If you're on a ventilator and you're stuck in that bed, then you are limited. You can't do what God wants you to do because of your limitations. This is primarily one thing that makes you gain weight, and that is eating too much. That is primarily the main thing that causes you to gain weight, and that is eating. So the easy fix to that problem is to simply stop eating. We got to exercise our bodies, family. We got to take care of these earthly vessels. Quit lying to the devil, to yourself and God. If you are getting larger, it is because you are eating too much, period. And you have to understand, you have to do something about that. You have to discipline your body. Controlling one's weight by proper diet and exercise is part of being successful. Amen. You have to learn to control your intake. Amen. Now go with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Again, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And we're going to read verses 19. And it says, "Or do you do not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?" So do you not know that your body is not your own? It is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, how do the Holy Spirit, do you think the Holy Spirit feels you carrying around 50 pounds of extra weight that you know you shouldn't have? Amen. It says, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you?" The Holy Spirit is in you. So we have to learn to discipline our bodies so we cannot grieve the Holy Spirit. So exercise, for it profits a little. And God wants you in good shape. You know, God gave us his best. He didn't give us a out of shape son. No, he didn't do that. So God wants you to exercise a little, because that exercise profits a little. And he wants you to represent him with the best of your ability. So that brings us to topic number 5. Topic number 5 is be an example. Be an example. As a minister of the gospel, we are examples for those God has placed in our care. Yeah, we're examples for them. Being an example is what I attempt to do in every area of my life, and I put my hands to do it. I am aiming for perfection, and because of that, I am often misunderstood because they don't understand that my motives are God-inspired goals. Amen. I'm shooting for protection. Why not me? Why can't I not shoot for perfection? And because of that, I'm often misunderstood. God has to have examples, and you would not know what they are doing if you do not tell people. People will not know what you're doing unless you tell them. You cannot know simply by looking at them. You cannot look at me on the outside and know what I'm doing. All you see is the exterior. Go with me to 1 Peter chapter 5. Again, 1 Peter chapter 5. And again, I am going to be reading this particular verse from the Holy Spirit Encounter Bible. So 1 Peter chapter 5, and we're going to read verses 1 through 4. And it says, "And now a word to you who are elders in the church. I am an elder and a witness to the suffering of Christ. And I am too will share his glory and his honor when he returns. As a fellow elder, this is my appeal to you. Care for the flock of God entrusted to you. Watch over it eagerly, not grudgingly, not for what you will get out of it, but because you are eager to serve God." See, you ought to be eager and excited to serve God. Verse 3, it says, "Don't lord over it the people assigned to your care, but lead them by your good example." See, we need to lead by good examples. And verse number 4, it says, "And when the head shepherd comes, your reward will be a never-ending share in his glory and honor." So we are to be good examples to the people that God has given us care over. Good examples. As pastors, we are to be examples, role models to those we shepherd. If a pastor is a role model in everything he does, the most profitable result is that the congregation will be whatever he is. Because usually, whatever you find in the congregation, it comes from the pulpit. Amen. Peter is telling us to be examples to the flock. That means in every area, spiritually, mentally, physically, and in every possible way that we can. The most important in the way that people can see us, because they cannot see a person's heart. They can only see the exterior. So consequently, they're going to measure you and the church by what you see. Well, you know what? I am just about out of time for today's message, but I'm glad you joined us. But will you please join us next week when we continue our teaching on God wants you to be successful. But until then, remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.